This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Jacob Atkins. He is the Vice President, and Hannah Olson, the President of Venture Crew 1715. Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about Venture Crew 1715. What is it?
Sure. We are a high adventure organization that is associated with Boy Scouts. We're co-ed, and we do a lot of high adventure water sports, water skiing, things of that nature. We just hiked the Appalachian Trail a few months ago, and we're talking about going skiing sometime next year. So we have a lot of high adventure things in mind.
Being affiliated with the Scouts, you have more than just fun. There are some life-building skills involved in your adventures.
Yes, of course. And the actual Boy Scout program, there's a long list of requirements that you do to get Eagle and things of that nature. And then there's a subsect of that called venturing. It is for the older boys and girls, actually, ages 14 to 21, which has its own, you know, ranks, requirements, things of that nature. Venturing is more casual, but more about high adventure. And
more fun.
Yeah. We also do a haunted trail every year as a fundraiser, and Hannah's going to talk about that a little more.
So, Hannah, tell us about the haunted trail. How many years have you been doing this?
Actually, this is my first year being a part of it, but this is our third annual year as a venture crew putting it on. Looking to be really awesome. We're using a lot of the same stuff as last year, but we're also incorporating some new stuff into it. We will be holding it on Volcaria Road across from the golf course. There's also an airport kind of kitty corner to it, and you will see just the big green and orange signs right there. And when you enter, there'll be a ticket booth. It is a walk-in only to get tickets. There's no tickets on pre-sale. The dates for it are October 21st, 22nd, 28th and 29th.
And the hours?
The hours are 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
How scary is it? What age groups would you think? Like little kids? Is it a little bit too scary for them? Or?
Well, we have two trails this year.
Oh, okay.
We have a family-friendly trail, and then we have a older trail for ages 8 and up that are seeking more of a thrill or a high adventure.
So it's really scary.
It's really scary?
Really scary this year.
I went to it last year. They got us. They got us. I think this is a great deal. And this is a fundraiser for the group?
Yes. Ticket costs will be $2 for a one-time pass or $5 for all night.
How long have you been working on setting this whole thing up?
Usually we start like a month before because of the hurricane and everything we're having to like rush.
Yeah. Oh, the hurricane really threw us back because we had originally put out a lot of decorations onto the trail and cleared the trail. Like the cleared trail got completely bombarded because of Hurricane Matthew. Yeah. So we're kind of rushing.
We had to pick up a lot of the props right before the hurricane.
Yeah, so we're having to replace all the props and put them back out.
Wow. So extra work this year, so it'll be
extra than usual because of Hurricane Matthew.
Extra scary. You do have a Facebook page where people could go and find out more information about the trail.
We have a Facebook page for our Venture Crew 1715, and then we also have a public event page that will be specifically for the Volcaria Haunted Trail.
They just go on Facebook and search for Venture Crew 1715, though.
Yes.
Venture Crew 1715's Volcaria Haunted Trail. Volcaria Road across from the Habitat Golf Course on Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, October 28th and 29th, 7 to 11 p.m. For more information, visit their Facebook page, Venture Crew 1715. You can hear this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection, plus link up with Venture Crew 1715's Facebook page. It's all on our website, the address, wfit.org.